Benjamin Stark frowned. A boy you are, and a boy you'll remain until Sir Alistair says you're fit to be a man of the Night's Watch. If you thought your Stark blood would win you easy favors, you were wrong. We put aside our old families when we swear our vows. Your father will always have a place in my heart, but these are my brothers now. He gestured with his dagger at the men around him. All the hard, cold men in black. John rose at dawn the next day to watch his uncle leave. One of his rangers, a big, ugly man, sang a bawdy song as he saddled his garron, his breath steaming in the cold morning air. Ben Stark smiled at that, but he had no smile for his nephew. How often must I tell you no, John? We'll speak when I return. As he watched his uncle lead his horse into the tunnel, John had remembered the things that Tyrion Lannister told him on the King's Road, and in his mind's eye he saw Ben Stark lying dead, his blood red on the snow. The thought made him sick. What was he becoming? Afterwards he sought out Ghost in the loneliness of his cell and buried his face in his thick white fur. If he must be alone, he would make solitude his armor. Castle Black had no godswood, only a small sept and a drunken septon. But John could not find it in him to pray to any gods, old or new. If they were real, he thought, they were as cruel and implacable as winter.